UFO News 28th of April, 2022. It is being reported a newly released FBI document is finally proving the event at Roswell actually happened. In case there is even one person out there who doesn't know what I am talking about, it is about the UFO with aliens on board that crashed there years ago. The document was originally created and filed on March 22, 1950. It stated three UFOs were seen which were said to be flown by aliens. It would be nice if after 72 years the government finally admits a saucer did crash and there were alien bodies. A man is claiming we were being set up for a false alien invasion by creating drones that look like classic UFOs. These drones he claimed were to be flown over major US cities. He said some drone hobbyists were getting together to try and pull this off. He said this was to happen in 2014. He has said at least 30 groups were involved. These hobbyists were said to be in the United States, the United Kingdom, France, South Africa and the Netherlands. The man, Nigel Watson, published the information before the event and he claimed this stopped the attempt. UFOs have been reported for hundreds and even thousands of years. In this country there were reports before Roswell. Illinois had their share of sightings at least 50 years before Roswell. There was a time in this country where just before the era of the airplane, mysterious airship sightings were being reported. I rather believed they were early blimps and maybe even early rigid airships. If we go by the descriptions reported by some of the witnesses, it really makes one wonder what they saw. Take for example one description. It stated the object was cigar-shaped and had oars sticking out of the sides. It sounds more like a Viking ship. It was said the object was also covered by a canopy on the top. There was a report made that a strange craft has crashed in the area of West Point, New York. The date of the report makes one wonder if it is true since it was reported on April 1, 2022. It states there were multiple witnesses and the object they saw was cigar-shaped and glowed. They said cell service stopped as the object flew over them and then returned. As it flew along, witnesses claim it went down in a wooded area and crashed. I am sorry, but I believe this was an April Fool's joke. A photo of a UFO which was said to have been taken by NASA has been released. The object is disc-shaped and was releasing a rainbow-colored light. The object also had a strange glow around it. The picture was said to have been taken by a NASA astronaut in space in 2012. We have known for a long time UFOs seem to be drawn to volcanoes. They have been seen going into many different ones and also seen coming out. There is a camera mounted near Mexico's volcano Popocatépetl. Sometimes it captures some very interesting photos. On March 29, 2022, it captured something spectacular. It photographed a UFO coming out of the volcano, and this is not the first time. The craft was estimated to be over 1,000 feet long. A UFO researcher said he was paid a visit by translucent extraterrestrials. He said he believed these aliens are here because they have a taste for human flesh. He said one day when he was sitting in a chair, he felt something lift up his head and when he looked down, he saw this alien being. He said it was rather small and had big eyes. A second creature put an iron rod under his neck and one creature disappeared. Then the second creature disappeared. This was said to have happened in 2017. The investigator states he has now devoted his life to finding out more about the aliens and has discovered they have been here for thousands of years and eat human flesh. This does make one wonder if true, why didn't they eat him? I thought this was worth mentioning even though it has nothing to do with UFOs. A photo which was recently taken from Earth of the International Space Station was so clear it not only shone a station but astronauts outside. This is just further proof any of us can be photographed by satellites. Where has privacy gone? Some have said the first UFO sighting in America was in 1639. Of course, technically there was no America at the time. It was said the Puritans reported it, and three of them watched a bright light in the sky dart back and forth. I just want to remind everyone that even before that, Christopher Columbus reported in his log he also saw strange lights over the ocean. One of the most famous people in the UFO community has just died. He is John Lear. His father had invented the Learjet. John Lear was good friends with Bob Lazar, a scientist who worked at Area 51 who admitted to reverse engineering UFOs captured by the government. Lazar at first was discredited, but thanks to the work of an investigative reporter it was proven he actually did work there. Some people have a long history of alien abduction. They claim it is ongoing. This phenomenon has come to the forefront during some UFO investigations. Can you imagine having to live with the fact you could be abducted at any time? It certainly is not conducive to good mental health. Philip and Ronald Kinsella are twin brothers who have had to endure this, according to them. The brothers think the government is aware of aliens and of abductions and doesn't want to alarm the public. I think they have a good point there. This could have been one of the reasons why the government has never released the fact they know UFOs are alien. They may not want to cause a panic by telling us the truth. A very strange photo which was taken in Delhi, India on March 23, 2022 shows a perfectly round ring in the sky. It looks like smoke or something like that, but is so perfectly round it seems impossible to be made by nature. Several of these types of rings have appeared in the sky all over the world without a good explanation. Could they be from sort of factory release, and if so, how did they get such a perfect shape?